Okay, we discussed last time being nice about Eilam Chaver, but Guf B'Mamayin and B'Nefesh. I had the schus yesterday to hear Matisyahu Solomon speak. Rabbi Kaplan was invited to a conference and he didn't want to go, so he sent me instead. And all the different speeches were in, I guess, a different subject. But Matisyahu spoke specifically about Talmidei Yeshivas. That was the most nagea for me. And punt, it happened to be, and my siyata d'shmaya, that we're just doing this now, but how we talk to people, that he spoke about ben adam l'chaver, right? And being sensitive to other people's feelings. Hamish, exactly, right? Exactly what we're learning now. The Holy Yom Stelzi Sharm. So I'll say over a little bit about what he said. It was very, very, you know, you know what Matisyahu was like. He said an incredible thing, Meshem the Mabit. And Mabit wrote a sefer called Beis Elokim. And he said like this, heading towards Matan Torah, he said that the Mabit says, we know that the luchais, the two luchais, Chazal say, were the same size. Both luchais, two stones. I don't know why some people mistakenly think that they were rounded on top for some reason. What? Michelangelo. Who also gave Moshe Rabbeinu horns. I don't know why we take this and not that. He didn't know how to tie Karan or Panov. I thought it was Karen or Panov. Then this. And so the two luchas were exactly the same size. And we know that the writing on the luchas filled up the whole luach. The writing on each luach filled up the whole luach. It wasn't big margins. It was filled with writing. So if you make a cheshbon, the two luchas, you'll see that the right side of the luchas has a lot more writing than the left side of the luchas. Because the left side, if you have up there, the left side is loy sirtzach, that's two words, loy sinof, two words, loy signaif, two words. What's the next one? I can't see. Loy san nebarecha eit shaker, so that's six words. And then loy sachmein is a little bit longer. But altogether, Anoichi itself is Anoichi Hashem Lekam Shesicham Yerushim Samei Beis Avodim Lo Yeh Lecha Lekem Bechem Avodim. And then you have Shabbos, you have Zochas Yem Shesikati Sheishas Yem Tav Vesiskam Alachtech Yem Hashem Hashem Lekech 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 Lekech. What? It said the whole thing, yeah. So, but on the other side, it says Lo Yisinaf, but the words fill the whole Luach. How's it possible? They're both the same size. So the Mabit says the only thing that's Shaykh, the only possible explanation could be that the words on the left side were bigger than the words on the right side. That's the only explanation. Right? If the words of the bigger left side were bigger than the words on the right side, then instead of Zachar Sam Shabbos Kash, it was just big words, Loy Sirtzach.
However
big, but they were the same size. I don't know, that's not the Indian for this. So Kum Dais, Zachar Matisyo, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down Har Sinai, and the Yidden are watching to see what these luchas look like, which mitzvahs did they see first? The mitzvahs ben adam l'chavera or the mitzvahs ben adam l'makim? They saw first the mitzvahs ben adam l'chavera. That's the mitzvahs they saw first. That's mamish, he didn't say this, but that's mamish what we've been learning the last two shiurim about Moshe Rabbeinu, that the hakdama to Moshe Rabbeinu being able to be the nice in that Torah is if he could be sensitive to other people's feelings. Nothan eino v'liba liyos meitzer aleihem, bayar b'siv loisam. It's mamish this thing. Before, as a hakdama to a Kabbalah Satorah, a hakdama to Kabbalah Satorah is nice about Eilam Chaveroi. It's sensitivity to somebody else. That's the hakdama to Kabbalah Satorah. He said that one of his relatives was once schmoozing with the Chazon Ish in a shul. You could be sure that they weren't schmoozing, but we're talking to the Chazon Ish in the shul. And there were a bunch of kids running around the shul. And as happens when kids run around, at some point one of the kids banged into the Chazon Ish and almost knocked him over. So this relative, Matis Yo, turned to the kids and he said, "What are you doing? You almost knocked over the Chazon Ish, and how can you run in a shul like this?" And he started giving him a musa. And when he finished, he turns back to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish tells him in Yiddish, "Ir veis nish dasido an alav and loisainu. You don't know that there's a lav of loisainu. You don't know that there's a lav that you're not allowed to cause pain. You're not allowed to say words that cause pain to other people." The Chazon Ish is like, "You think that doesn't apply to children? It's the same lav deraisa to be mitzayer children as it is to be mitzayer adults. It's the same lav deraisa." Rav Matisyahu said, if you look in the chinuch, you'll see that, you know, the Chazon Ish doesn't need a haskama, but if you look in the svarim on Aino, you'll see there's no difference if you do Aino to a child or you do Aino to an adult. Aino is Aino. So the relative said to the Chazon Ish, "We have to be mechanech them. They're running in a shul, they're knocking over a Talmud Chacham. We have to be mechanech them." The Chazon Ish said, "It's not your job to be mechanech them. Their father has to be mechanech them, and their Rebbe has to be mechanech them. Otherwise, nobody has a chiyur to be mechanech them. You're bound by the dinim of Loisainu Isher Tzachiv, of Aino." Unbelievable. Do we ever think of that Aino when we're talking to a little kid? Does that ever cross our mind, being mitzayer a kid? Is it their Isa? He quoted the Rambam. I wanted to look it up before, I didn't have a chance. He quoted the Rambam, and the Rambam brings the mitzvah saseh of the after l'recha kamaicha. The Rambam says that the mitzvah saseh to be oyev es chavercha kamaicha. And he says a lot of the terminology that Mesil Sharam says, I realize now that Mesil Sharam is taking it from the Rambam. These type of lashonis, not exactly, but along these lines, it's similar lashonis. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah saseh of yohaftu reicha kamecha. The reason I'm repeating this again is that I was nisar when Rav Matisyahu spoke that we're dealing with the lav and haseh in the Torah. Even though it's chasidus, but to a certain extent, this chasidus is part of a lav and haseh in the Torah. When someone says a compliment to somebody else, he's being mekayim and mitzvah saseh midereis of yohaftu reicha kamecha. Do you like compliments? Do you like compliments? If you like a compliment and you give a compliment to somebody else, you be mekayim yohaftu reicha kamecha. Do you like being verbally screamed at, abused, pained, and so on? If you don't like that, so then when you do that to someone, you be mekayim leisainu eshesachim. You be mevatel yohaftu reicha kamecha. So that's the Hesiris that he said. Unbelievable Hesiris. What is the halach lemaisa of yachlo yachlo kamaicha? When you do the maisa, it's megal. Yeah, you're mekayem mitzvah zeh. It's a very important for us to keep in mind, Bechlal, when I was listening to him talk, it's important for us to keep in mind that it's not a game. You know, I think that we hear this so much that, you know, as we're growing up, you know, good midas, and we have to be nice, and we have to talk nicely, and it becomes like part of the background noise. Like I was growing up, we don't realize that when we mitzayer somebody else, whether it's in our family or it's in our chaver, when we mitzayer somebody else, it causes real hezek to that person. Something a person has to realize. It causes real hezek, and over time, it can cause lasting, permanent damage on a person to be mitzayer him. To be mitzayer him with words, sometimes as bad and sometimes worse than if you had hurt him physically. This we were taught when we were young, that sticks and stones may break my bones, but names can't hurt me, is not true. It's absolutely not true. Sticks and stones can break my bones, and names can break things even deeper than bones. Names can destroy my self-esteem, and can destroy my feeling good about myself, and my feeling comfortable with myself, and who knows what damage could happen. When I was in eighth grade, I had a classmate that made a lot of fun of me about one specific thing. Ad hayom hazeh, I'm still uncomfortable about that thing. Ad hayom hazeh, I was 13, it's a very crucial time, and for months and months and months, he was being mitzayim me about this one thing, making fun of me. Ad hayom hazeh, I'm sensitive about this thing. It's many years later. It's permanent damage. You mitzayer somebody. Permanent damage. When you compliment someone, it's permanent binyan. You tell someone something nice about them, you're not just, you did a nice thing, you said a compliment. You permanently, as if you took a building of a person and you added bricks. It's permanent binyan, and if you imagine the effect, you complimented a person, you did a permanent positive thing to his life, that means that he's going to get married more confident, he's going to treat his children more confidently, more happily, and ad soif kol adaris, your compliment is going to be being piled. In 300 years from now, there's going to be a generation of Yidden that will be better off because you had a friend that you would say, nice job, that you give a compliment to, that you smiled at, that you paid attention to, that you didn't ignore, that you called back. When he left the message on your phone, you actually called back. Doiris of Klal Yisrael affected when you do things like that. It's not a small thing, especially today, when people are so insensitive and there's so much going on in families and outside the Beis Medrash. We're living here in this mishpacha. Yeshiva is also a mishpacha. In this mishpacha called the yeshiva, it's so important for us to be mechabed each other, to compliment each other, to smile at each other, to be machshav each other, to respect each other. Okay, let's read a little vayitim. The Ata, and now Avi Lecha Rayas Al Kol Advarim Ha'Elam Menachacham Zuchanan Levracha. Now I'll bring you Rayas to all these things that we spoke about, these Inyanim Beguf, B'Mamenu B'Nefesh, from Chazal. Afal Pisha Advarim Shutim Ve'Ein Tzrichim L'Chizak Raya. Even though I'm going to bring you Rayas, but the truth is that they're obvious when I say them. It's obvious. Ein Tzrichim L'Chizak Raya. B'Perek B'nei Ha'ir Amru. In Perek B'nei Ha'ir, in Masechta Megillah, Chazal said like this: Shoalu Talmidim es Reb Zakkai. The Talmidim of Reb Zakkai asked Reb Zakkai, "B'moh ha'erachta yamim?" With what? What was this chus that because of that chus you were ma'arich yom, you lived a long life? Omay lohem miyomay lo hishtanti b'seichar ba'amis shol tefillah. He never went to the bathroom in a place that he davened later. And the Rishonim say over there that obviously you're not allowed to do that, so it's not a big chus that he did that. But the point is that after a certain amount of time passes, it's mutter to daven in that place. And he was makbir just in the cover of his makam tefillah. He was makbir that it shouldn't be the same place even within the proper amount of time. That was the midas chasidus. V'lei kinisi shem l'chaveri. I never called my friend a name. V'lei bitalti kiddush hayom. And I wasn't mevatal kiddush. We'll get back to these two. And then he gets to them backwards. And everyone was mevatel kiddush. And then the Gemara continues. Ima zekeina ha'isli. I had an old mother. And we had such mysterious nefesh for the mitzvah of kiddush. Pam achas machra kipa sheberoisha. That one time she sold the hat on her head. She sold whatever she wears on her head. The hevi'ali kiddush hayoim to bring me kiddush. And I should be able to make kiddush. Zok the mesilas shem. And he goes backwards here. Harei l'chapoi min achasidos b'masha negeh al dekeduke ha'mitzvahs. You have here concepts of chasidus that are noigeya to dikduke ha-mitzvahs, to the fine points of mitzvahs, which that's what we discussed, that's the Indian of chasidus. But I don't want to just cover the main ground, but I want to make sure that I cross all the T's and dot all the I's. Ki kvar potter haya min adin me'avor as yayin l'kiddush. Ki von shalai haya loy. Avada, he was potter from wine. If a person does not have, he's potter. can make kiddush on bread. You potter. Ad shahoyis tzricha imoy limkor kippah shebereishon, until his mother had to sell her begadim. That was a tremendous midas chasidus, mesiras nefesh for a mitzvah. Amnami midas chasidus ayi oisaked, even though menadini was potter, but for a midas chasidus he was doing this. Ubemashe noigeya likloit chaveiroi, and what was negeya for the covet of his friend, not for a dikduk be mitzvahs, but with dikduk in covet chaveirim, shalai kineyu afilu kinoi she'enoi shal gnai, that he didn't call him a name, even a name that's not a gnai, kidepirshu atayis v'sham. Unbelievable thing. Not that he was mevaza his friend, but he didn't even call his friend a name that was stamazah, like not his chashav a name. Now, I don't know what the halacha lamais here, people in today's day and age are very, very into nicknames. And Adarab, a lot of people like their nicknames. It's their, becomes part of their identity. They like their nicknames. So I don't know, halachically, I don't know what the halachas are. But we see from here, at Heichan Advar Magim, how careful we have to be when we talk to our chaver and what we call them. But the CEO said over there also in the same drasha that he thinks that a lot of the reasons for problems in our community, he said, is because we're mechanech people wrong. The chinuch, he feels like, is a mistake in our chinuch. And that is that the way that we are mechanech children is first and foremost that they should know, that they should excel. That's first and foremost, that they should excel in their learning. Oh, of course, we also pay lip service to the being a nice guy, to be having good midas, to be adam lachaver. We pay lip service to that, but that's not really where we give credit. It's not really where we give kavod. We don't give kavod to the nicest guy, we give kavod to the smartest guy. And it was a funny thing that he said it yesterday, because punk yesterday someone was telling me that he knows somebody who wants to switch from one yeshiva to the other. Neither of them are this yeshiva. Wants to switch from one yeshiva in New York to another yeshiva in New York. The first yeshiva is known for its excellence in learning. The second yeshiva is known for its excellence in midas. And the father does not want to let his son change because he wants his son to be known as a lamdan, not as a balmidas. And then, that's what I heard the story in the morning. Something felt very, very funny about that. And then that night, I'm sitting by Ramatis Yo, and I hear him say this chisaron in our chinuch. It was pretty funny. Baruch Hashem, I think over here in yeshiva, we're masakin that a little bit. I think there is a tremendous. Rabbi Kalish is well known, and Baruch Hashem will keep saying those rushes again and again and again until they're part of our, the mamish part of our being. His shalom bayis rushes and his ben adam lachaveiroi and so on. But it has to become a top priority. He was talking there to Rabbanim, Ramatisio, and he was saying we have to start talking more about how we treat other people. Not someone else, one of the other speakers over there, said a story that he was by a levaya of a frayi yid that was killed by a shvarta. A random killing. Not much a random killing. And it was a frayer yid, whatever the reason was, there was a priest, a shvarta priest, by the levaya. So this Rav, I don't know how he had the guts, he turns to the priest and he says, "What's going on with your community? Don't you ever speak about the value of human life? Like, don't you ever preach about the value of human life?" So the priest said back to him, "Rabbi, tell me, when was the last time you preached about the value of human life?" He's like, he said, "Rabbi, what did you preach about this Sabbath?" So he's like, I was trying to think to myself, how could I explain to him the concept of Erev Tavshilin? But the point is still a very good point. It's a good point. We have to also talk about the value of human life. about being sensitive to other people. People have feelings. Even men have feelings. It's a secret, but even men have feelings. Even us young, tough guys, we also have feelings. And for us, it's more painful because we can't even admit it when our friends hurt our feelings. We make believe it doesn't hurt, and that makes it hurt more. I'm sorry if I'm letting out a secret, but we all know it's true. It hurts, and it hurts more. We can't do what the girls do. We can't walk around crying for 2 days. It's not cool. We can't do that. We have to make believe it bounces and slides right off. That's what we do. There's nothing. And it kills. Someone's mevaza us. Nowadays people are mevaza us for the wrong things that we do, and nowadays people are mevaza us for the right things that we do. That's also a reason for bizayin. Being too good is also a tremendously embarrassing thing. And we suffer. And we have to learn how to become, mamish, become sensitive. You know, when people get married, I heard this before I got married, and it shook me up a little bit. When people get married, they go to a chasna shmuz before their chasna, and the different parts of a chasna shmuz. One of the parts is to teach. Oh, we have a chasna here. One of the parts is to teach the chasna how to be sensitive to his wife. And they say things like, "Don't walk into the kitchen when the floor is wet." And things like that. They teach the chasna how to be sensitive. Compliment your wife, make sure you buy flowers, don't ever go to sleep angry at each other. You know, all the common advice. So I once heard from a big Rosh Hashiva that he said that he thinks the chasna is worthless. It's not worth anything. It's probably not 100% true, because they also talk a little bit about the teva of an isha, and most of us, Baruch Hashem, don't know that much about the teva of an isha before we get married. Find out quickly when we get married, but we don't know before we get married, and it's good to get a heads up on the different ways that a woman's mind and heart works different than a man. In that sense, it's a good thing. But the lesson that I heard was, you can't take a caveman, put him on a suit, and expect him to hold a job in Manhattan. Maybe Manhattan is a place for cavemen. Whatever, in a dignified place. You can't do that. You can't take a person. That's what I heard this Rosh Shiva say. I heard from someone who he told it to, going back 12, 13 years. And then last night, Rav Matisyahu said exactly the same words. He says, when the Bachrim come to the Chasan Shmuz and they learn that they should compliment their wives, it's already too late. It's too late. He says, Bachar, he was like talking to the Bachar, what have you been doing since your Bar Mitzvah? Have you been complimenting people? If you haven't been complimenting people, it's too late. You're not going to start learning on the job like that. Because the training is now. The training is now, and it's not training now. We're already on the job, even before we're married. We have to become sensitive people. Our tongue is hamavas v'chayim v'yad haloshen. Our tongue can kill. Our tongue can kill. And we live in a generation of so many internal problems that we don't like to talk about, and I'm not going to talk about them, but the least we could do to cause everyone around us and ourselves to be more healthy, more functioning, more happy, is to be very loose with compliments, be very loose with smiles, be very, very hard to criticize, it's not to throw names, to throw criticism, to, I'm not even getting into Lashon Hara, I'm going straight to the guy's face, to say lines, good lines. Good lines are usually, the better the line, the worse the line. You know, by us, like, the more people that heard the line, it's even better. The more people that heard the line, the greater the Ritzicha. It's Mamash HaChana for Kabbalah Satayra. And we know that Talmid Rabbi Akiva died in this Tkufa, Leinagu Kavad Zelos, that this is the HaChana for Kabbalah Satayra. That they saw, when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down from Har Sinai, they saw the Oisiyas of the Menodim L'Chaver part before the Menodim L'Makim. We mamish, if we improve Pashut complimenting, Pashut getting in the habit of complimenting, of Sever Panam Yafas, of smiling, of saying good morning, we mamish could make ourselves a better Keli to understand the Ksais that we're learning by first Seder.